Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Palm Sunday is a day of emotional contradiction. First, of course, it's a day of joy. We echo the words of the 118th Psalm. Just as the royal Jesus processed into Jerusalem, so also this day we are invited to ponder how Jesus might come into our lives. Now, to celebrate this happy day, many, many churches across the world have children and adults carrying banners, balloons, palm branches, and who knows else in order to have a parade. Now, in some countries, the procession is long, very long, often occupying entire city blocks. But the joyful mood of the procession takes on the tumultuous excitement of a brewing uprising. Israel was an occupied country. It was a revolutionary act for anyone to suggest, even, that they would have any king but Caesar. So it is no surprise that in our story, the crowd directly connects Jesus to King David, the greatest of all Jewish kings, and to the one who expanded the borders of the nation of Israel the farthest. The royal procession into Jerusalem, as related by Mark, is really the next best thing to a demonstration or even a riot. After all, the Romans crucified upstart kings, as we shall soon see. The Palm Sunday story is in part about folks making serious decisions that could cost them their lives. A close reading of the Palm Sunday story suggests that the anxious fervor of a budding uprising was tinged with a little bit of desperation as well. We tend to think of shouts of Hosanna as being something to akin to shouting, "Hooray," or "You go, Jesus." A standard hymn sung each Palm Sunday says that children make sweet Hosannas ring as we just sung, or something like that. But I don't think you could ever shout Hosanna sweetly. After all, Hosanna doesn't mean hooray. It means save us. Save us now. Hosanna is a cry for help. It is a plea so desperate that life and death hang in the balance based on the response. So on Palm Sunday, when we experience joy and expectant hope, then upheaval and tumult, and then anxious fervor, and then outright desperation, let us also add the impending gloom and horrible injustice between somewhere into that mixes of those responses as well. Now, as readers of Mark, we know that Jesus has not told us once, not twice, but three times that he is going to Jerusalem to die. When Jesus enters into Jerusalem, the conflict he has with the religious authorities, along with the people's political agitation with Rome, just cranks up an extra notch. The leaders of the house of God, the Jerusalem temple, are gearing themselves up for a final and open battle with Jesus. Initially, these leaders were worried about the crowd gathered around Jesus, desperately shouting out, "Save us!" But the chief priests and scribes and teachers of the law know that the mob can be manipulated into changing their tune. And before you know it, they will shout something like, "Release Barabbas and crucify Jesus," if the religious leaders play their cards right. And as we know, they do play their cards right. But you and I are hopeful people, in a sense that we are like the mob gathered around Jesus on Palm Sunday. Some of us are joyful, some of us are eager to use whatever we have, even if it's our only colt, our only animal that we have, that we own, in order to usher in the reign of God. Some of us are also acutely aware that things aren't right in our lives and in society, and we have looked for, and for many of us, have found a new ruler who can set things correct. Some of us are looking for a little social revolution of some sort, or maybe even a big revolution. Some of us have found work again, now that the infection rates are dropping and vaccinations increase, while others are growing increasingly desperate in emotional state, relationships, spirituality, or perhaps something else. And all we want to do is to have someone hear our desperate cry of, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us." And like the crowds, we also may be susceptible to the wiles of those who work against the will of God. I know that I get anxious in ways large and small when I check my news feeds and witness the violence and the pageantry of fear perpetrated by some. Yet another mass shooting. Some of us sense that ever-widening gap between us and them, between one ideology and another set of values, only deepened by the algorithms that we have created in order to make the world a better place. So today, regardless of what part of the Palm Sunday you can relate to, regardless of what emotion you have carried into the sanctuary with you in life, I think we can all pray together, "Hosanna, Jesus, save us, Jesus." For in the end, even if we're not feeling desperate, and even if we're joyful and hopeful and expectant like a child, we are all utterly dependent on the saving grace of our God for both for what we have, what we long to have, and for what we may yet become. Save us, we pray. We covet your saving grace. Save us from those who manipulate us. Save us in order to use us for the transformation of the earth, so that it becomes the just and righteous place you call it to be. Save us so that all we have been dedicated to your holy purposes. Save us so that we can grow into the wisdom and stature to be the people you would have us be. And save us for the time when our welcome of you will be utterly complete. Save us for the joy of your eternal reign, when we all will sweetly sing your praises without it. Hosanna, Jesus, save us, Jesus. Amen.